put a bow on last week. What's the major thing that went wrong?
I think as a coach, first of all, you got to look at yourself. Did we put them in the position where they could be successful? There's some things that we could have done better, I think, as a staff and myself in particular, to put them in a position to be successful. And then as players, we've got to do a better job of executing. We got out and I think we played extremely tight early in the game, pressing quite a bit, trying to make some plays, and obviously we're not. But you got to give credit to them. We've had good discussions with the defense and that kind of stuff. It's nothing that obviously can't be fixed.
Layman's eye, it looked like a lot of times you guys were still moving around at the snap or very close to it. Mm-hmm. Is that something that, as a coaching staff, you can iron out?
Well, Kyle did a nice job of, giving us a lot of pre-snap motions. And, we anticipated that, but we were trying to get aligned with some good leverage to some things. But it's, like I said, it's a situation, we learn from it and we'll move on.
When you were trying to fit everything together with all the new guys and all mm-hmm. – free agents and then trying to adjust your scheme to how you wanted to run this year. How big of a process was that, and when did you feel like it all finally started to come together?
In the preseason, we really didn't have our whole back end plan, so we didn't know exactly what we were going to be at that point in time. We've made, obviously, quite a few adjustments with some things during the year. Obviously, more and more that we've got to work with all the players that we've added. But I would say, the Pittsburgh game obviously was big for us. You go in, you play against a really good quarterback, and you play well. I think that's really how you really look at your defense is how well do they play against really good quarterbacks. And, after that game, coming out of that game, we made some plays. We got good pressure on the quarterback, so we thought we were going to be solid, from that point.
Were you a little leery at all about how's AJ going to fit, how's Calais going to fit, how's Barry going to fit at all when, you first started?
No, not once you met him. We knew we were getting good football players, and I think I've said this a million times that, we got good people. That's the most important thing. They come in and meshed well. They have a team approach, which is very, very important. And, with those types of characters that we brought on our team, we really weren't worrying about the meshing early. It's just how quick they would pick up the package.
And it probably seems like a forever ago, but in week two, defensively, what stood out to you as the biggest problem?
I think early on we played extremely well. And once we got into the fourth quarter, then we had some missed tackles. We had some issues where we're not setting the edge to the defense, and they were able to get outside. So, like we've talked to our guys, all week long, we got to play 60 minutes of football. We know it's going to be a physical war versus them. They're probably one of the most physical teams we've played all year, hands down. And, we got to match that intensity and play physical against them.
Around midseason, you started having Jalen travel with mm-hmm. a guy. As a staff, what made that the right time to start doing that?
Well, I think it depends on, who we're playing. We look at the matchups, one skill set to the other skill set, the skill set of the wide receivers that we're playing. And, some of it is, some of these guys in our conference, we played a couple times, and Jalen really knows them. AJ didn't travel as much as Jalen has in the past. So, we take all that stuff into consideration, and then, to be honest with you, we talk to him. Hey, how do you guys feel with these matchups? How do we feel about that? It's important that they feel comfortable going in to a game playing right or left or traveling. So, we obviously have some good discussions with them how they feel with the matchups.
Follow up on Ramsey, where has he made the biggest strides this year?
I think he prepares extremely well. He's done a really nice job of studying his opponents and, things that we're trying to do to help him in certain situations, how he's personally getting attacked. But just becoming a student of the game is big for Jalen.
Which matchup you had against the Titans? Derrick Henry had a really good game against mm-hmm. you guys. But he has not played a lot of snaps, 35-36% of the team. So are you surprised he hasn't gotten more snaps? And if you do get him more this week because of the money, concerned 240-pound back, cold
yeah.
weather in December.
Yeah. They have two starting tailbacks, obviously, with Henry and Murray. So, but, it depends on if Murray is able to play. Otherwise, we can see Henry getting most of the load. But he gets powerful and more powerful as the game goes on. And I think a lot of that has to do with his physical nature, being 240-some pounds. I think he's bigger than all of our linebackers and some of our DNs. So, it's going to be a situation that, we're going to have to get population to the football. Try to take as much out of him as we possibly can, but he's an extremely good back, and we're going to have our hands full with him.
How does you've worked for a couple of head coaches? How does the way Doug goes about a week compare or contrast to Raheem, Pete, Gus?
You know, Doug has his own style, you know, and the thing that, you know, we really appreciate as a coaching staff is he goes in and lays out our plan, how we're going to win as a football team. And it's not offense, defense, or special teams, and it hasn't been at any place I've won but or been. But at the same time, he lays the plan out. And when we get back in on Mondays, it, you know, if we reach those goals or those things, we tend to win the game. So he's really got a good plan of how he needs to lay it out for us to win as a team. So, you know, a lot of credit to Doug there.
Does he stick his head in a lot on defense?
You know, not a lot. He obviously knows everything that's going on. He's on our headsets throughout the game when we're on defense. You know, we talk a lot about protections and stuff like that. If we need to blitz, how are we going to do it? You know, being an offensive line coach, he's got a great insight to that. So we talk about that. If we need to pressure, here's the things that we need to use. This is how we can attack them. So he's a great tool for us to use on the defensive side.
Some of the things that San Francisco did well against you guys, do you expect that to be a little bit of a blueprint? Do you hope it's a little bit of a blueprint now that you guys have kind of countered it?
You know, I'm sure it is. You know, it's funny, one of the plays where 44 caught the wheel out of the backfield, Tennessee did the same damn thing to Seattle, but it's just a little bit window dressing to it. So, you know, we all get attacked in the same way, and, you know, we have similar schemes, so you're going to get pretty much the same stuff. You know, like I said, you know, I got to do a better job of getting them in position, and, you know, if we execute, good things will happen for us.
Tennessee's had a ton of one-score games here in the last 2 months. Surprised at all that Mariota seems to have regressed a little bit?
You know, I still think he's a very good quarterback. You know, he's been battling some injuries, and how athletic he is, you know, sometimes that wear and tear is on you. But, you know, we see a guy that can hurt us in the passing game, and we see a guy that can hurt us running the football. So, you know, I think he's a quality quarterback, and for us to, you know, be successful on Sunday, you know, we got to be able to handle him.
Follow up to that, does he worry you more than their running game being effective?
You know, just their running game in general, obviously with the big backs they have and then with the, you know, the option and stuff that they use. They got a very good scheme. Mularkey attacks, you know, all defenses very well. A lot of shifts and motions trying to get you confused. And, you know, so whatever they do, running game is tough. And so we're concerned about all of it.
It seems like Delanie Walker can line up anywhere. How unique is his versatility to the other tight ends?
What was crazy is when I was at Missouri Southern many, many moons ago, he was at Central Missouri, and he was a wideout. We couldn't cover him there neither. So, you know, he's an issue. And, you know, we're very fortunate. We got some good guys in the back end. And, you know, we feel that, you know, we can do some good things in man coverage, but in zone coverage, you better know where he's at. And he'll line up all over the place in the backfield, ones, twos, and threes. So we got to figure out where he's at all times because he can hurt you.
Around the league, there's been a lot of talk with the teams that already have their seeds locked in about the rest versus play thing. In your experience, what happens with a player who sits a week? What kind of impact does that have on the player?
I think it depends on the player, obviously. If they've got a lot of experience and that kind of stuff, maybe it doesn't affect them as much. But if you're young, still trying to develop, you want to be able to continue to sharpen the saw. And so I think it just all depends on a certain player.
Your defense plays with adrenaline, right? They're chippy, they're edgy.
Yeah.
So how do you balance, you know, them playing that style that makes them successful with the penalties that you saw last week with the over-the-top emotion?
Yeah.
Coach, where do you draw the line?
You know, I tell them each week, aggressive penalties are different than dumb penalties. You know, we can take some aggressive penalties. We want to be able to play, you know, hard to the echo of the whistle. But the extra curricular stuff, you know, we got to be able to eliminate, you know, the stuff after the play and that kind of stuff. Those are dumb penalties. So obviously we've had a lot of discussions this week. The one drive was 45 yards of penalties on one drive late in the game that really hurt us. So, you know, we just got to talk to them about playing smart, but at the same time, I don't want to take their stinger away.
Because the follow-up to that is obviously you expect that the Titans are going to be chippy with you. They got a lot on the line, you know, the whole division title thing, that was the issue really this week. Right. They got to know it's coming, right?
Yeah, and it's been addressed. You know, we've had some issues, obviously, in the past. You know, both teams like to be physical and compete to the echo of the whistle, so we just got to be able to play smart.
You talked earlier about talking to the corners about how you were going to play. Does Jalen ever say, no, I don't want to follow him?
No, neither of them do. Yeah. No, they're extremely confident crew, so that's usually not an issue.
You've had Darius for about half a season now. Has he made the strides you expected out of him?
Yeah, you know, he's picking up. You know, the way we play our front is different than they played in Buffalo. So he's getting into the feel of exactly how we want some stuff played. Obviously, it's a big week for him. You know, this week to get in there and bang around with the interior three that they have. So we're really pleased with where he's at. And, you know, he's only going to get better. You know, like I said, the thing, as soon as we get a spring football underneath him, he's really going to start to excel.
Are the yards per carry the last 4 or 5 weeks too high?
You know, last week it was 3.7. You know, we gave up that 40-yarder late on the crack toss. You know, we always want to keep it below 4. You know, that's our goal. So anytime you get above 4 and the group knows, obviously I'm not too pleased. But if you keep it under 4, you know, I think we're going to be okay. Yep.
When you get back here Monday and you know who you're playing, what's the excitement level in the coaches' offices for a kind of a playoff weekend?
It gets ratcheted up. There's no doubt. You know, you got the preseason, you got the regular season, and now we got the postseason. And each week we keep going in the postseason. You know, if we can take care of business, it gets ratcheted up. And you're very excited as a coach. The players are very excited. And it's just one week at a time. So you got to lay everything you have on the line, not only as players but as coaches, and try to do the best we can to continue to advance.